This is Morning Edition on New Hampshire Public Radio. It's Monday morning once again, and time for the Political Front and NHPR's weekly look at state politics with our own Josh Rogers. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Rick.
So, Josh, the New York Times yesterday describing New Hampshire as ground zero in the ongoing fight over the Affordable Care Act. What do you think about that?
Well, I don't know if I'd put it quite that way, but the political situation here is pretty interesting. We are, of course, in the middle of the fight over Medicaid expansion, the partisan fight, which is a key part of so-called Obamacare. Governor Hassan and the democratically controlled House are eager to move ahead to extend insurance to another 50,000 people of low income. Leaders of the Republican State Senate agree with that goal, but they're struggling to reach agreement on a few of the details. And also, it might be noted, to fully unify their own caucus. Then, of course, we've got our insurance exchange, which is of the federally run kind, because Republicans 2 years ago passed a law blocking the state from having its own exchange, which may or may not be complicating things further. Anthem, meanwhile, is the state's only carrier offering plans on that exchange, but the plans they're offering don't work at every hospital, which has been controversial. And let's not forget the delegation in Washington. Republican Senator Kelly Ayotte is a fierce critic of the law, and New Hampshire's three Democrats, Democratic Senator Jean Shaheen and Congresswoman Carol Shea Porter and Andy Custer, they're all up for re-election this fall. All have staunchly backed the Affordable Care Act since its inception, but I'll also now back changes to the law. Jean Shaheen is sponsor of a bill to give people more time to sign up, extending that enrollment period. Shea Porter and Custer, meanwhile, were among the 39 House Democrats to vote for a Republican-backed bill on Friday that would allow insurers to continue selling plans deemed substandard under the Affordable Care Act and sell them to anybody, not simply people who are on them right now. The president said he'd veto such a bill, and most policy experts agree that if it passed, it would really undercut the whole health law, leaving only the sickest people buying insurance on the exchanges and thus driving up the cost of care.
And now what are Custer and Shea Porter saying about that?
Well, Shea Porter said she thinks those concerns are overblown. She also insists she still fully supports the Affordable Care Act. It's not easy to reconcile those statements. Custer's talked about how people need to be able to continue to choose their own insurance. I think the bottom line on this is that it's fair to say their votes are very much about hoping people might want to continue to choose to send them back to Washington. Polls suggest both Shea Porter and Custer are vulnerable, and well, it's hard to know exactly how long the flawed rollout of the healthcare law will persist or dominate the news as it has been the last couple of weeks. It certainly is going to be an election issue. I attended the New Hampshire Democratic Party's Jefferson Jackson dinner on Saturday night and was asking people about this vote, and the responses were pretty interesting.
How so?
Well, there's a good amount of eye-rolling and a fair bit of shrugging. There's also, of course, reflexive blaming of Republicans you might expect at a partisan event. But there's also the sense that nobody who really supports the law knows what to do at the moment. One prominent Democrat I spoke with told me he told his son the best thing he could do to help the president was simply to log on to the exchange website and buy an insurance policy, which he apparently did. How the delegation broached this whole issue when they addressed the crowd, and it was a huge crowd of close to 1,000 people, was also interesting. Unless I somehow missed it, Carol Shea Porter didn't mention the Affordable Care Act at all. Custer noted that we're all frustrated by what she termed this computer. Senator Shaheen did address the issue squarely, urging Democrats not to be intimidated and not to back down on the Affordable Care Act and to remember its goal. She received a standing ovation.
Yeah, those are interesting responses. What did Governor Hassan say when she spoke?
Well, she suggested that she's not expecting the Democrats to do much of the moving to reach a deal on Medicaid at the State House this week. She said the bad deal Senate Republicans are offering is worse than no deal at all. That's a direct quote. The votes on Medicaid expansion are scheduled for Thursday. This morning, Governor Hassan's heading to Plymouth to urge Medicaid expansion's passage. That's the home district of Republican Senator Jeanne Forrester, the new chair of the Finance Committee. Governor Hassan made a similar trip on Friday to Hampton. That's the home district of Nancy Stiles. We'll see if these trips work.
Maybe that declaration by the New York Times not so far off, I guess. Thanks, Josh.
Well, you're welcome, Rick.
That's Josh Rogers, who joins Morning Edition every Monday for our look on the political front. It's a look at New Hampshire politics. And, of course, you can follow Josh on Twitter at Josh Rogers, NHPR.